Hey everyone, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you're having a great day, great night, wherever you are watching in from. However, if you have a bunch of money or any money at all really in the cryptocurrency markets, this has not been a great day for many people, especially over this weekend where things looked like they might be coming back a little bit. Seemed like we might be heading into a nice bounce. Turned out that that wasn't really the real thing for the time being. So I want to talk about three specific things that I am doing right now when it comes down to this correction, this, I don't even think we can say dip anymore because we're looking at basically a 50% correction, crash, however you want to call it, whatever you want to refer to it as. And I want to talk about the things that I am doing right now because I think there's a really easy tendency at this point in time to get caught up in a lot of the drama and in a lot of the volatility and in a lot of the panic. But the people that can deal with these situations the best, the people that can continue to learn from them and improve either trading, investing, improve their mindset, just basically improve in general based off of situations like these, will be able to stick around longer and really have significantly better longevity in this crypto investing space. So I want to talk about those three things that I am doing. I also want to talk a little bit about some tweets and the concept of taking profits as well as we look back at some of this crazy alt run that happened in late December, early January, and we can talk a little bit more about that as well. But as we kind of look at the crypto marketplace in general right now, pretty much across the board, you are seeing the entire market down about 50%+ wherever you might be looking at. Bitcoin itself is down 60% for the time being. Ethereum has held up extremely well in comparison to some of the other ones. Ethereum's down about 43%. Big name cryptocurrencies like Ripple is down almost 80% right now. But essentially off the board, some cryptocurrencies have just been kind of wiped off the face of the earth and have seen massive corrections from their all-time highs that were established within the past 2 months in many, many cases. And as I look at this and as I look and evaluate what I did during that run up, there are a couple things that I've seen for myself and that I'm looking to adjust in the future here. So we'll hop into these 3 points right now. The first thing that I'm looking at is during the big run-up in December and January, or early January really, where it was pretty much impossible to not make money. So whether you had money in Bitcoin or if you had money in some tiny little altcoin that is on the fifth page of CoinMarketCap or a nice size mid-cap cryptocurrency, it was impossible not to make money in December and January, early January. Everything ran up through the roof. And because of that, and especially when I look at my portfolio here, so I'll pull up my portfolio, because of that, I typically recommend to people, hey, I like, or not necessarily recommend, this is just my personal preference, and as always, it's not investment advice, but what I typically recommend for myself is I'd like to have maybe between like 5 to 10, probably on the lower end of the spectrum, like 5 to 8 cryptocurrencies or crypto assets in my portfolio. Because if it gets beyond that, I can lose track. I can have my mind wander. I don't do as much research as I should on the given cryptocurrencies in my portfolio. And with the run up in December and January, everything was popping so heavily that I was just acquiring one piece for my portfolio here, acquiring another piece for my portfolio here, and I was adding more cryptocurrencies than I really should have. And at this point in time, I have, while some have done extremely well or held up better than others and are still up significantly from where I acquired them, others have not performed so well. And as I'm looking at this now, I think that one of the big things that I'd like to do, if this bear market continues to kind of hit us right in the face, is I'd like to consolidate some of my positions and take it down from where I have right now about 14 positions to maybe something below 10, because I am not incredibly confident in every single position I have. Some of them I am pretty confident in. I'm a massive fan of. I feel very confident in holding them for the long term. Others on the other side of the spectrum, I am not anywhere near as confident in. And because of that, I'd like to take those out of my portfolio and strengthen down, double down on the positions that I am more confident in. And I think the reason I got to this point was because in December and January and maybe late November or whatever, but because of December and January, you could have picked any cryptocurrency and made so much money. So I was trying to acquire. I was like, hey, you know, this one hasn't pumped yet. I'm going to grab this one. This hasn't pumped yet. I'm going to grab this one. And for a while, that was a pretty good strategy. Things eventually pumped. They eventually did really well. Now, not so much. And because of that, I think that I would much rather have a stronger core position of cryptocurrencies with maybe a few different outliers rather than having this broad 14 cryptocurrency portfolio. So that is definitely one of the things that I am looking at this point in time. And I am also not opposed to evaluating new cryptocurrencies to enter into the portfolio. I've talked about it before. I have not made a move on it yet. But NEO is one that continues to be fairly interesting to me. I don't think this dip is over yet, so I haven't pulled the trigger on it. But NEO is one that I'm looking at as potentially an area to dabble into a little bit further. Now, speaking of research, one of the big things that I am looking to do at this point in time as well is I am doubling down on research in general. I think that for the most part, when it comes down to the casual retail investor, when something like this happens, when the downturn occurs, most people are not continuing the level of work that they were doing when things were crushing it and going up and doing really well. So for myself personally, at this point in time, rather than saying, okay, you know, the market's getting crushed, I'm losing money, or I do not have as much money in my portfolio or the equivalent of USD in my portfolio that I used to have, I'm not gonna participate in this research. I'm gonna pull back. I don't know if I don't trust it. I'm not doing that. I'm looking at this now and saying, hey, eventually, in my opinion, and this is simply my opinion, but eventually things will go back. Whether that takes 2 weeks, whether that takes 30 days, whether that takes 300 days, or 3,000 days, I have no idea. And I think most people out there that tell you one way or another are just guessing. And that would be my answer would be a guess. But whether it takes 30 days, 300 days, or 3,000 days, if I double down on research now, it is going to pay off significantly in the future. And there are a lot of people right now that are not researching and that are pulling away from the markets and that are passing by on opportunities. And that is providing a gap in the marketplace for other people to fill at some point in time. So that's one thing that I'm really excited about. While the markets themselves aren't crushing it, it's not fun to open up your Delta or your Blockfolio account right now because it's probably not a pretty picture. The more research you do now, the more work you do, the next time we see a bull run in the future, the better your portfolio is going to be, the better your understanding is going to be, and the better your overall kind of perform in that scenario. So the second thing I'm really doing is doubling down on my research and trying to deepen my understanding of cryptocurrencies, of these different, of the marketplace in general, trying to understand more and more crypto assets out there, reading more white papers, reading more investment theses from institutional investors, listening to more people as well. So that is all things that I am doing at this point in time as well. Now, one of the last things too, and this kind of goes on into the subject of research, but a little bit outside of it, but also evaluating ICO opportunities. I think that while the main sale days seem to have passed us by a little bit, I think there are still going to be solid opportunities for ICOs. And it is something, in my opinion, that you're going to have to do a lot of research on. You're going to have to do a lot of due diligence on. You're going to have to stay ahead of the game. You're going to have to be in those Telegram groups super early. You're going to have to know about the ICOs more than a week before they're about to come out or something like that. But ICOs, in my opinion, for the time being, in addition to people not doing as much research, I think it's also not as attractive when the market is down. There are less people out there evaluating these type of opportunities. That gives you more of a chance to get into some of these initial coin offerings. So I am evaluating potential ICO opportunities. I don't have any specific in mind right now, but I am increasing my diligence and my research in ICO opportunities because I think that overall for the market, if they are conservative ICOs, if they are ICOs that are raising let's say under $30 million, and they actually have an existing team or some level, they actually have some level of a product, a prototype, and can fulfill an actual use case, and they're not just throwing, you know, bananas in the blockchain. That's something I'm interested in looking at. Not saying I'm going to invest in any of that, but I'd like to be aware of some of the more prominent ICOs that are going down. And if there is an opportunity to invest, I am not opposed to that at all whatsoever. So that is the last thing that I'm looking at this point in time. So recapping on those three things, consolidating my positions of highest conviction. So the positions that I am most convinced that they will perform well in the long run, I'm looking to consolidate down from 14 positions into, let's say, 8 or 9 positions for the time being. Haven't made any moves, haven't made any decisions based upon that, but I am looking and trying to figure out what would be the best way for me to do that, and what positions may or may not be the best ones to exit from. Now, in addition to that, the second thing was doubling down on research, and then the third thing was evaluating potential ICO opportunities on a more consistent basis, because I am confident in those moving forward. Now, a lot of you are probably thinking to yourself at this point in time, with this correction, what does it mean for me? How big of a deal is it? Is it terrible? And you have to realize too, and I'm sure a lot of people have pulled this chart up, and I'm not exactly sure who Ratty is, but this is from Coindesk/Coinbase and Pension Partners. But this goes over the Bitcoin, the major corrections since September 2010. Granted, the market in September 2010 is nowhere near the, I would say, the sophistication, the size. It's a completely different market in today, February of 2018, than it was in September of 2010. So that is something that, you know, you need to keep in mind. However, you can see a repeating pattern of these massive corrections over time, where the first correction was from that one from September 2010, where you're talking about a 94% correction, then it actually took 40 days to get back to it. There have been times, again, where in 2011 you saw another 94% correction, and it took 631 days to get back to establish a new all-time high. Now, for myself, the time when I bought into cryptocurrency, that was in November and December of 2013, when the Bitcoin market, the Bitcoin price dropped 85%, and that actually took over 1,000 days to get back to all-time highs and to exceed all-time highs. So I look at this, and I think there's a lot of people out there that say, hey, you know, the market's going to come back, it's going to rebound, it's not going to be a problem, and it's not going to be an issue. And I do agree that the market will come back. What I might disagree with is the expectations of timing on that as well, though. Because when you look at this, you look at this tweet here, you know, you can see everything from certain corrections taking 8 days to 40 days to 30 days to 10 days, all the way up to 1,181 days to return to establish a new all-time high after the initial correction. So I'm not super eager to say, hey, you know, this correction is definitely going to be over in the next 30 days, over the next 2 months. This could take a while to get back to the level of excitement that we had. But if you look at, history is any indication of future activity, which it isn't always, but you know, this is a pretty repetitive historical view here. Bitcoin will, at some point in time, establish a new all-time high, and it could take quite some time. So I am preparing myself for the worst here. The recommendation there, however, would be that you have some level of patience and you look at those things that you can do during this dip, during this consolidation, to be more successful when we do see a return to a new all-time high. We do see a new all-time high established, and you see, you know, that 94% return to a new high that we would need at this point in time, or actually more than that now. So, something to keep in mind. The last thing I wanted to talk a little bit about here, the last thing I wanted to talk about was a tweet from Empty Beer Bottle. His Twitter handle is @FullBeerBottle. Love this Twitter account, but this is something that I think the next time things turn out, you want to keep this in mind. So This tweet says, "So effing glad I stuck to my trading plan in a bull market this time. I failed to stick to it completely last year and regretted it. Profit taking and diversification feel bad in the short term when you're not quite seeing the massive returns, but so good in the long term." And I completely agree with this. And the reason I agree with it is because, number one, I'm very much an advocate for having your own trading strategy and profit taking not being a negative thing. I think that there is a connotation in the crypto markets right now that talks about, you know, if you take profit, you have weak hands, or if you take profit, you don't deserve to be in this market, and you have, you know, you're just not, you're not cut out for it. Don't let anybody tell you that profit taking is bad. And also from a diversification perspective, while I think you can debate the level of diversification in crypto, and I think, I've seen some tweets from Empty Beer Bottle talking a little bit about diversification outside of crypto as well, which I am a proponent of as well. That stuff feels terrible in the short term when you're looking at, that stuff feels awful in the short term when you're looking at the price of whatever you bought into. Let's say you bought into Bitcoin at $5,000, you went up to $10,000, went up to $15,000, and you sold at $15,000. Now, when you sold your Bitcoin at $15,000, it ran up from $15,000 to $16,000 to $17,000 to $18,000 to $19,000 to $20,000. And on that run up, you're probably feeling terrible and you're like, wait, it's never going to stop running. It's not going to stop. And I sold out and I'm missing all this profit. The worst thing to possibly do is to buy on that run up, because guess what happened? When it went from 16, 17, 18, 19 to 20, it dropped back down just as fast. And when you sold at $15,000, where are we now? We're at $8,000, $9,000, whatever it might be. So it hurts in the short term, but in the long term, you think that person that sold at $15,000 isn't looking back now and like, whew, I'm doing okay. So that's something, I think this is a really good tweet to think about. So again, the Twitter account is at Full Beer Bottle, and just the emphasis there on profit taking. It is a massively important thing in the marketplace, and you don't have to take profit if you don't want. If this is your speculative bet and you want to let it ride, then let it ride. But I just don't subscribe to the individuals that say that in the crypto markets, if you take profits, if you sell, you have weak hands. So that is just my thought process on that. Now, outside of that, folks, this week should be an interesting one in terms of the channel. I have a couple interviews coming up this week. The biggest one being Charles Hoskinson on Thursday. I know he's had a couple of interviews, or a lot of interviews already on some YouTube channels. So I'm going to try to make this one different, talk a little bit, ask some different questions that some other folks have discussed. So looking forward to that and some of the other interviews that are coming up. I'll keep you guys in the loop on the schedule for that. If you're listening, if you are new on the YouTube channel, I would love for you to hit the subscribe button and the notification bell so that when I do have new videos that come out, as well as the YouTube Live Crypto Happy Hours, you get those as quick as possible. And then if you are on the podcast, I really do appreciate any ratings and reviews. They certainly help me to distribute the podcast out to a wider group of individuals. So I very much appreciate that. Thank you so much for your time. Good luck in this little bear market we've got going on right now, whether you're buying, trading, holding, selling. Does not matter to me. I hope you have the best of luck possible. Crypto Bobby sending out. Peace.